This week, our partners at Retro Report look back at the defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment.
In almost every Congress since 1923, there has been proposed a constitutional amendment to guarantee equal rights for women. Well, today, it finally won approval.
Proclaiming once and for all that women have all the same rights as that other sex.
The agreement now goes to the states and must be ratified by 38 of them.
When those news reports aired in the spring of 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA, was on a path to ratification. It had broad support across both parties, and it would have prohibited deprivation of equality of rights by the federal or state governments on account of sex. That's what it said. But the amendment drew criticism from religious groups and social conservatives who feared it would diminish women's traditional roles, embolden what they called the homosexual agenda, and lead to increased abortions. Now, the ERA was defeated at that time, but much of its purpose has since been realized, and it's also led to a major realignment within American political parties that has lasted to this day. Kathleen Hughes is a producer for Retro Report.
There are people who feel that the ERA would put in the foundations of our constitutional law, once and for all, equal rights for women. And they worry that until we have it there, the laws and that have been passed in the intervening years can always be undone. But it's much, much more difficult to undo a constitutional amendment.
So this has always been a fight about women's rights, but some of the side effects of this long battle really echo in today, and they're fascinating. I mean, explain how the ERA helped distill the political parties into ideological camps, conservatives to the GOP and liberals to the Democratic Party, because it was not always so.
No, it wasn't. I think what happened was Phyllis Schlafly very craftily, very cunningly broadened the conversation. She started talking about women's roles. She started talking about how men would no longer be responsible for their wives and raise the specter of divorce and women being left in the street.
One of the first things that the Equal Rights Amendment would do is to invalidate the state laws that make it the obligation of the husband to support his wife. I get fed up with the women's liberationists running down motherhood and saying that it's a menial, degrading career and that the home is a prison from which women should be liberated and brought out into this wonderful workforce.
That led to conversations about abortion. Then suddenly, you know, it was abortion, it was homosexuality, it was a sexless society. All of this stuff was brand new back then. If you look at what happened at the 1980 convention, you see a huge change in the Republican Party. You really see it turning to the right. With Phyllis Schlafly looking on, the party took out its support for the Equal Rights Amendment from its platform. At the same time, it put in an anti-abortion platform.
Meanwhile, that social conservatism of the Republican Party of Reagan, the 80s and the 90s, has gone by the wayside in so many ways with Donald Trump ascending to the top of that party for this election. And one of Phyllis Schlafly's last acts was to endorse Donald Trump as a true conservative. It's remarkable because it's almost impossible to imagine the Phyllis Schlafly of the 70s making that endorsement, you know, for a man with 5 children by 3 women, famous Playboy reputation, literally on the cover of Playboy, who was pro-choice before he was allegedly pro-life.
Exactly. She saw him as some kind of disruptor, I guess. I tried to get her to talk about that when I interviewed her last May. What she said several times was that he's a true conservative underneath it all, that she didn't love everything about Ronald Reagan when she threw her support behind Ronald Reagan, but then he eventually, quote, came around. And I think she saw that Donald Trump would come around to a lot of the conservative positions as well.
So the ERA was defeated. Phyllis Schlafly won the battle. But here we are in 2016, looking back. So many of these parts of the ERA, as we've said, are now taken for granted. And Hillary Clinton leading the Democratic Party and likely to be the next president of the United States. And you've contrasted the battle and the war here.
Exactly. When I started talking about this story I was working on, so many younger women said to me, oh, I thought we had the ERA already. You mean we never passed it? There's an assumption that women these days do have equal rights to men. It just depends on where you're looking. In the Constitution, technically, it seems as though we don't.
The history of the Equal Rights Amendment, the career, the life and the death of Phyllis Schlafly, all included in the new Retro Report. Kathleen Hughes is the producer. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.